Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. Adele is back. After 6 long years, fans have finally got some new music from the global megastar. Her new single, Easy On Me. The singer has been through quite a lot in recent years, including a high-profile divorce, which is the inspiration behind a lot of her upcoming album, 30. Speaking on the Zoe Ball Breakfast programme on Radio 2, Adele said she was finally ready for people to hear it.
You know, I would sing things that I didn't even realise I was feeling or thinking. I can't, like, unlock a door, like, you know, for my own mental health and take the key with me. Got to leave it in the door for everyone else. And I'm in a strong place now where I feel like I can put that vulnerability out.
Here to tell us more is Lizzie Edmonds, the Evening Standard celebrity correspondent. So, Lizzie, Easy On Me is finally out. How does it compare to her previous work?
I think it's very classic Adele. I mean, I've not heard her album. No, I think maybe a few select industry types maybe have by now. But it's very comparable, I think, to Hello, which was the first single of her last album, 25. That was 6 years ago that was released now. So, I mean, the video is shot in the same house that the Hello video was shot in as well. So it's definitely of that theme. Quite often her albums have a few kind of big ballady numbers like this, and then they have a couple of more up-tempo. I mean, they're not they're not dance music, but they're a bit more pacey tracks. So I think it's a good kind of indicator that the music is going to be along the same lines as that we've seen before from Adele. But obviously the subject nature and the topics that she covers are different, because she's a very she always writes about things that she experiences herself in her life. And that's all her albums have been named after, seminal years in her life, 25, 19, 21. And this is going, her album's going to be 30. So I think we can, I think fans will be excited that it seems like she hasn't gone too far off the kind of Adele path.
And what's the reaction been like so far?
I think everyone is thrilled. There was lots of fan comments about it. So it went live on YouTube at midnight our time. I think it was 4 p.m. Eastern time yesterday, as it were. And there was reportedly about 200,000 people on YouTube waiting for it to drop on her channel, which is a lot of people, you know, within half an hour, bearing in mind it's, you know, in the middle of the night here. Half a million people had viewed the video, and I think by about 11 o'clock this morning there's some, you know, 17, 18, 19 million. So lots of people were very interested to hear it this morning. Fans have been saying all sorts of things. They've been saying it's classic Adele, that they love it, that you know, I think one person tweeted, and it's been picked up quite a bit in the press this morning, about how it made them feel like they wanted to get a divorce because the song is about her divorce that she's gone through in the past couple of years, which you know, makes light of it, of course, but is indicating how much fans have loved it.
Adele's new album 30 is out next month. What do we know ahead of its release?
We know a lot of things, actually, now. It's been speculated that Adele is going to release new music for almost years. Last year, she was reportedly caught talking about bringing out new music at a friend's wedding. And there's been teasers about the fact that she's going to be on, that she's going to be releasing music for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was kind of confirmed, really, that she was back, as it were, Earlier this month, with her appearing on the cover of both British and American Vogue, in which she talked about what the album is about. And as I mentioned previously, she split from her husband Simon, with whom she has an 8-year-old son, I think in 2019. So it's mainly a body of work about that time in her life and separating from her husband and dealing with that with a young child. She said it covers her most turbulent point in her life. So we can expect a lot of heartbreak, we can expect a lot of reflection, but she has also said that it's almost dedicated to her son and trying to explain why she decided to separate from his father and the thought process that goes behind that and why she decided that was best for them as a family. Other than that, Adele likes to keep us guessing. She's notoriously private. She does a handful of interviews. She did a couple this morning on the breakfast radio shows in which she talked about how she feels ready now to put this kind of quite personal body of work out, and she's in a great place mentally, that she wasn't, you know, over the past couple of years dealing with that kind of quite seismic event in her life. So that's the details that we know. And we'll just have to see quite how deep and personal she goes with it.
Adele's last album, 25, catapulted her to a new level of fame and success. Do you think she'll be feeling the pressure to try and match this with 30?
I think anyone who enjoys that level of success is always aware of what they put out next and how it will be received. All the 25 and 21 both won Grammys, quite a lot of Grammys. So she's kind of, you know, pitted to win some more as well for this one. There's bound to be pressure on her for it to be, you know, as successful, I'm sure, by herself, and also, you know, to be cynical about it, her team. But it seems like it will be, you know, as I said, this first track is just so classic Adele that it's going to be great. And everyone's been so positive about it, and everyone's so pleased to have her back, I think, and pleased to see her looking and behaving so well and saying that she's in a great place mentally, that hopefully it will be, or not even hopefully, I'm sure it will, you know, it will sweep the board at all the music awards in the coming months.
And finally, any rumours of a tour?
Yeah, she spoke to Zoe Ball this morning on BBC Radio 2's breakfast show, and Zoe asked her about that, and she said that it's in the pipeline, but that with the pandemic, there was, as we all know, we all now know that it's quite hard to set things in stone. So she said that it was a potential, but there's no solid plans as yet. She also made a joke about busking on the London Tube, which, I mean, if she actually did that, that would be quite something. She also, in 2017, I think it was, she cancelled the last two dates of her Wembley appearance because of her voice. She lost her voice. So, and she said to Zoe Ball this morning that she didn't want to have to do that again. And so I think she's approaching it with trepidation at all, because she doesn't want to say I'm performing and then not be able to, be it because of COVID or other reasons. But I think it would be pretty, pretty devastating for fans if she didn't kind of go out there and perform for us, especially with this new amazing body of work behind her.
And that's it from The Leader. The podcast is back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.